This is the Truth Network. Satan's Nightmare, Nakia Koloff.
This is a war.
This is one war that needs to be settled.
What a brawl, what a fight, and it's out of control here.
That's a bad man.
No.
That's a bad man.
You know it.
That's a bad man.
Anytime, any place, night, day, I don't care. I'm only a phone call away, my friend.
Welcome to another episode of Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare.
Welcome back. Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers, where you get the opportunity to ask me a couple questions. If you, and I hope you are and believe you are, listening to It's Time to Man Up, you know I'm usually carrying the bulk of the conversation and asking all the questions. But here today, with me in studio, always excited to get somebody in studio today, Dr. Dwayne Carson, welcome back to Q&A with Koloff.
I am thrilled to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, and it's just great to have you here. And, of course, you are a man of the word, and you have developed, I want people to know you've developed something called Date the Word. Let's take a couple minutes and let's tell them about what is Date the Word and who is Dr. Dwayne Carson.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share about what's on my heart these days. I'll go back to my testimony of starting somewhere as a teenager. I got on the wrong track, going in the wrong direction. Mm. And little by little, sin was starting to create the problems of life. A mess was being created. Habits were being established that I should not have in my life. And when I got saved, I came to understand the way you break those strongholds is by getting the word of God in your life. How shall a young man cleanse his way? Psalms 119:9, by hiding your word in your heart, by hiding his word in your heart. Psalms 119:11. And when I speak at Christian schools, many times in chapels, I'll tell students, I know you have a problem with memorization. Oh, I don't want to have to memorize. I memorize scripture not to get awards. I memorize scripture for survival. I had to get my mind clean, my heart clean. I'm dealing with cursing and all these different sins. And I was told, memorize 10 verses. And so through the years, I've just had to really bear down on memorizing scripture. Jesus knew scripture. So when Satan tempted him, he quoted scripture, not just to throw a verse at him, but to say, I'm obeying this verse. And so I was asked about how I memorized scripture one time, and I had all kind of systems, but one of those was I had been challenged if I saw a number, think of a Bible verse. Well, it just happened the day I was challenged on that, I saw the number 633. And I said, what do you mean? Like Matthew 633, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you? And the guy said, yeah. So I'd been playing this kind of game of, I see a number. Well, I never really thought about the calendar until someone asked me, if I told you my birthday, would you be able to give me a Bible verse? I said, I don't know. Let's try.
March 9th.
Yeah. 1 Kings 3:9.
Come on.
Yeah. And mine was 12:23, 1 Samuel 12:23. Well, this guy who gave me his birthday was 10:13. Well, I'm like, that's way too easy. Romans 10:13 and 1 Corinthians 10:13. And so the next day I started looking at, do I have a verse for every date?
Every day of the year.
Every day of the year. So we started calling it a verse for the date instead of a verse for the day.
Mm.
Just a little change.
Okay.
And then a guy named Stu Epperson said, why don't you call it Date the Word, because to date is to get to know. And so we have this ministry called Date the Word, because I really want people to get to know the Word, because ultimately it is your source to defeat any temptation that comes. John wrote in 1 John 2:14, you have overcome the evil one because the word of God abides in you.
So Date the Word, of course, you know, someone out there is, you know, if they're married, they dated.
Yeah.
prior to marrying, to your point, get to know the person. Yep.
And we believe after you marry, keep dating. To get to keep knowing.
To keeping it fresh.
Yes.
And not get stale. Yes. And not get old. And And so keep that dating philosophy going, so to speak. So you just took a page out of the dating book.
Yes.
We're old enough to be the show on TV.
Yep, the dating game.
That just popped in my head.
Yeah.
Not that I was a big fan of the dating game, but I'm old enough to remember it.
Yeah.
And so here you are, date the word. And, you know, you made me think of, too, of from time to time, I'll pray, Lord, write your word on the tablet of my heart.
Yes.
So we know he wrote the Ten Commandments on a stone tablet.
Right.
But once you come to Christ, Ezekiel chapter 36, that talks about removing a heart of stone, replacing it with a heart of flesh,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Giving us his spirit. And then from there, I'm like, Lord, write your word on my heart. Let me say something real quick about memorizing, because you're kind of, I'm one of those, you know, you talk about how people don't like them. Well, I'm guilty as charged. But a few years back, the Lord challenged me to memorize some scriptures. And I'm like, really, Lord? Like really, you know how much I love memorizing, right? And I'm like, all right, but he's challenged me. What am I going to say? No? I could. I got a free will.
Yeah.
So I could have said no. But I took up the challenge, and I called a dear friend of mine, Roy Jones, which I think you know Roy or know of Roy. I said, Roy, man, God's put this on my heart, man. How about doing it with me? He's like, all right, I'll do it. And then his wife, you know, he told his wife about it. She's like, well, can I do it with you guys? And so God was gracious. I didn't have to memorize a scripture a day.
Right.
He just said, I'll memorize one scripture a week. One scripture a week.
And then you get 52 in a year. But if I told you to memorize 52, you go, no.
It's way too many. Like,
just one a week.
One a week, right? Yeah. So you broke it down, correct, to one a week. And then here's the praise report. So 52 weeks in a year, but that year that God challenged me to do that, I ended up memorizing 65 scriptures.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled, man. Date the word. I'm thrilled that God gave you this vision.
Yeah.
And that you've did it. Yeah. I mean, you've got a calendar.
Yep. Yep. People can go to datethewordcom and order the calendar. It's only $10.
Okay.
We have a flip calendar. That's not here in the studio with us, but you can get a flip calendar, and it has two verses on it. Deuteronomy 11:19 speaks of speak of God's word in the morning and at night. And with a little help from a guy named Stu Epperson again, we have the idea of Bible before breakfast, Bible before bed, or Bible at breakfast, Bible at bed. Two verses for every day. You can get that calendar for $25. And it doesn't matter if it's the beginning of the year or the middle of the year, you can get verses anytime. And you put those verses before your eyes. I wake up every morning to a calendar, and I see a verse. I go to bed every night, and I see a verse. And I'm just still at 65 plus now. I'm still saturating my mind with God's word. Psalms 1 says that the blessed man meditates on God's word. Christmas, Easter, maybe once a month. No, it says you meditate on God's word day and night. And so that's part of what we're trying to accomplish with Date the Word, giving people opportunities to chew on God's word. That's the word meditate, like a sheep or a cow chewing the cud. They get God's word, and then they start chewing on it, and it becomes part of their lives.
That's pretty amazing. So I know, like I get an email every day from you, and it's very, and I look forward to it. And kind of for me, this is what works for me. Okay, so I've got Date the Word email, and then I've got a couple others that my cardiovascular. Like I do 20 minutes of cardio a day, whether it's treadmill or elliptical or recumbent bike, but you know what I do? So I'll just say, hopefully you're encouraged by this. So your Date the Word is one of three devotionals I do during my 20 minutes of cardio. And I, you know, and I spend other time reading the word or listening to the word or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But for that 20 minutes, it's kind of a combination of working out the most important muscle in the body, the heart.
Yes.
Right. And my lungs. And then combining that with a devotional time. And so
saturating your heart with scripture.
Come on, right? So exactly. So I get the email, but you can also get the app, which I know you encourage people. Yeah. Now the app, there's more on the app though, right?
Yes. You can get verses for every date, because one of the things we love to do is give people their birthday verse.
Okay.
And people love to hear their birthday verse. And you're 3:9, March the 9th, 1 Kings 3:9. I encourage people to go there, see their birthday verse, but then give their birthday verse to friends, family members. We also have a prayer guide on there. If you're a pastor out there and you know your people need to be praying for you, but they don't know what to pray, there's a prayer guide on there. You want to know how to pray for yourself or your family or friends, there's a prayer guide from Colossians 1, 9 through 11. And I'll tell you this, we put on there how to be saved. You might be listening right now. Go to the Date the Word app, and you can see how you can be saved. And I put that there so that you could also share with people when you give them their birthday verse. Ask them this question. Do you happen to have a date for your second birth? Now, that's a gospel hook.
It's a completely different question right there.
Yeah. And if they don't know what a second birth is, you just got an opportunity to share the gospel with them.
Share your story, share your testimony on how you came to Christ.
Yep.
Which, by the way, you made reference to. So about how old were you when
I was 22 when I finally got saved.
22.
I was on a spiritual journey for a little bit of trying to figure some things out. But finally, on February 15th, 1983, as a 22-year-old, I said, I have never been born again. Rebellious, but then I got reborn.
The day after Valentine's, which centers all around the heart. Once again, the heart. Pretty amazing. And no, that's incredible. And because I challenge people that all the time. Yeah. Well, what was the day? You say you're born again or you're a Christian. When did you get saved? They're like, well, I think I was 12 or 13 or, I was like 8 or 9 or. But man, I tell people, Duane, that date, that birth date, for me personally anyway, is more important than my physical birthday. Yes. I like celebrating my physical birthday and all that, but man, 17 October 1993 is a greater celebration for me.
Say that number again.
October 17th, 1993.
10-17.
So,
what do you do with your spare change? Go to your app store, download the app, Your Change, to help support Koloff for Christ Ministries. Every penny, nickel, dime, and quarter helps us fund Man Camp and so much more.
When you come upon one who is down and out, spread love all around.
Again, download Your Change, register as a giver, and start making a kingdom difference today. If you're looking for cutting-edge products, discover top-quality supplements designed to boost your health and wellness. Trainot Nutrition. Find a variety of vitamins, proteins, and herbal extracts tailored to meet your needs. I will only recommend the best. Go to trainot.com/Koloff. Trainot.com, that's TRANONT.com/Koloff to learn more.
So we got calendar, we got an app, which obviously is much more extensive.
And the website. That website has lots of lessons on it, things that we wrote when we were at Liberty. That's available for people.
And coming soon, Date the Word Daily Devotional.
Yes.
Coming soon. How about that? And people looking.
Labor of Love. My wife helped me tremendously. And we tell people that if you'll get it, it'll be a gift. It'll be something you can use all year long.
A gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Because it's not just one day, gift.
Yep.
It can be a reminder and a gift every single day.
And we left room in there where you can write notes there. We call it Your Date with the Word.
I love it. I love it. I'm holding a copy in my hand. You may have to wait for yours, but I have a personal autographed copy in my hand, and that's pretty amazing and pretty exciting. Yeah. And I know you've put a lot of labor into this, and I know you'll be blessed. I really want to encourage you to go to the website, look for the book, the daily devotional, the flip calendar. I love that, and I love the breakfast. You know how did you phrase it? The
Bible at
Bible at breakfast,
Bible at bed.
At bed.
Based on one of our verses, Deuteronomy 11:19. 11:19 is always Deuteronomy 11:19.
Well, and I'm reminded of Deuteronomy chapter 6 too, which,
that's right.
You know, when it comes to your children, right?
Yeah.
When they wake up, when they go to bed, when they walk along the road, when you know, have it on the doorpost of your house, right?
Yeah.
Boy, the word is so critical to for lack of better term, living a successful Christ follower life, right?
Well, that's why I take everybody back to either Psalms 1, because blessed is the man who does this. He becomes like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth
deep
its
roots.
Fruit.
And it has deep roots.
And then
deep
1 John 2:14. And you know all about this, about overcoming. To be able to be victorious over your opponent. Satan wants to destroy. How do you overcome? Well, you got to get the word of God in, and that gives you a strength. You are strong, and you can defeat your enemy.
Weapon of our warfare, right? It's not carnal, but mighty, and pulling down the strongholds, right? And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
That's
okay, before
it.
We run out of time here, this is Q&A with Koloff. Yeah. I mean, we can talk forever on the word, and rightfully so. Let me give you, before we run out of time, a couple, the opportunity to ask me a couple questions. I have no idea what you're going to ask, Doc. First?
Because we're talking about the word.
Okay.
And we can talk about your favorite verse.
Okay.
But I would rather ask this question to the man who found himself getting saved later in life.
Yep. 34. Okay. 34, yep.
All right. Yep. I've been in the world, and I got to get my life changed. What verse really grabbed you to help turn things around?
Great question. And early on, 2 Corinthians 5:10, where it talks about how all of us, every one of us, will stand before God and give an answer, both good and bad, for the life we've lived.
So you're going to go from the temporal to the eternal.
Right.
Wow. That's what I wrote on my devotion for that day, by the way.
So I'm, you know, that was a sobering thought that I'm going to stand before the creator of the universe and have to ante up and just have that conversation. Now, since then, so that was the first number of period of years. More recently, what I've embraced now as I had that sobering thought for that scripture is Colossians 1:10. So Colossians 1:10, which for those who don't know, it becomes so simple. Like if you want to know how to live a godly life, Colossians 1:10 might be one, you know, a scripture for you.
No,
because it's okay. I don't pray it every single day, but it's like, okay, when I go out today, I hope I can live a life that honors you today.
Yeah.
So I don't leave a mark for your kingdom today, I leave a mark and not a stain. So I don't stain your name. Mm. I don't stain, okay? So it breaks it down into living a life that honors you, pleasing you in every way. And for me, that's thoughts, words, and actions. So if I can go out today and in my thoughts, words, and actions, please the Lord, I hope I can do. And then bear fruit for every good work. And then the fourth part of that one particular scripture is grow in the knowledge of God. Well, hello, date the word. Yeah, wait. How do we come back to that?
That's
getting to know the word of God, right?
Yeah.
So honoring God, pleasing God, bearing fruit for God, and then getting to know God more every day. So Colossians 1:10 has now become my life scripture.
Well, great. I'm gonna make a selfish plug here and just say that on the app, we have Colossians 1:9-11.
Okay.
It has the five prayer requests with Colossians 1:10 right there. It is the centerpiece.
Come on.
I want to know the will of God, but I want to walk in a way that is pleasing to God.
Yep.
I want to do a work that is fruitful, productive for God, and I want to increase in my wisdom about God. I love Colossians 1:10. Woo!
Come on.
Honoring God out of 2 Corinthians 5:10, and then Colossians 1:10. Folks, you got some wisdom from the devil's worst nightmare.
Come on, Jatoita. I haven't done that in a long time. Okay, we got time for one more question if you've got another one for me.
Well, when you think about Christmas, and I know this may be coming after Christmas, before Christmas, but what does the fact that Jesus decided to leave heaven and come to this earth mean to you?
Hmm. Him leaving heaven, him leaving the comfort of heaven, I'll just say, by the time this show airs, I'm going to encourage you to go over to It's Time to Man Up, and I'm not sure when this, what I'm going to mention right now, when it will air, but Dr. Carson and I had a unique opportunity to travel to Israel together and share the same hotel and ride on the same bus and go to the Garden Tomb and go to Garden of Gethsemane and go to the Mount of Olives, and we dedicated a whole entire show to that trip. And I want to encourage you, go into the archives, the It's Time to Man Up archives, and look for that show, and you're going to be blessed by that conversation, because we got the firsthand, he's not here, he has risen, right? He's not here, he has risen. And so the fact that Jesus would be willing to, and I'll phrase it this way, Duane, take off that spiritual suit, so to speak, and put on the dirt suit.
Mm.
to be willing to, you know, go through the 9-month process of conception to birth for Mary, his mother, to experience that, for Joseph, his stepfather, to step in and raise him, and to teach him how to be a carpenter, how to be a stonemason and or a carpenter. So some very tangible skills in addition to the supernatural skills and ability that he had being fully man fully God.
Yes.
I mean, just some of this I can't even wrap my head around.
No one can.
Honestly.
No theologian can.
Honestly, I'm just taken aback. But to think that he would do that, and then to have a taste of what you and I experience every day in real life. In real time, tangible life, faced with all the same temptations that you and I were faced with.
Yep.
But yet, Bible says, he was without sin.
Without sin.
I can't claim that.
I
have given in. In fact, I'll be as transparent to say this. The number one thing I really, if you want to say confess and pray daily, is this scripture. You'll probably know it: lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
1 John 2:15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I continue. That's something I battle on a day to day basis.
Absolutely.
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life.
Yep.
And so I'm very consistently coming to the Lord, confessing and repenting of lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And to think that he was faced with every temptation we are, that everything we've experienced, he experienced.
Yeah.
So he knows firsthand the struggles we all go through. For you listening out there, Jesus knows every struggle. If you're in the midst of a storm right now, he gets it.
Yeah.
He faced storms, the storms of life. And yet he was an overcomer.
Yeah.
And he told us to be encouraged. I have overcome the world.
That's
which should be an encouragement to all of us that we can overcome any storm we face, any challenge in life we face. And so it's a long answer to your question, but I'm just overwhelmed that he'd be willing to put on that dirt suit.
That dirt suit.
And then I will conclude this answer by saying, fast forward about 33 years, and then willing to be obedient to the Heavenly Father, to Abba Father, to Daddy God, to Papa.
Yeah.
And in his anguish, in that garden that you and I got to see firsthand, stand and look at the Garden of Gethsemane, and in his anguish still say yes to the Father, to go through the torture he went through. So not only the birth, but through the torture he went through. Now we're talking about Easter, right? And then, but ultimately the resurrection, and then the ascension. And I'll conclude by saying one day he's coming back again. Hebrews 9:27, right? Coming back a second time.
28.
Thank you. See, that's why I got Dwayne Carson here, the man who knows the word, date the word. So, well, man, what a joy and an honor and a privilege to have you on Q&A with Koloff today.
Well, I am so honored. Thank you.
And so one more time, they keep your eyes out for the daily devotional, but they can go on the website and get all the download all of it at what website?
www.datetheword.com. Go to your app store, download the Date the Word app.
Come on, go get it today. Don't hesitate or wait another moment. I assure you, you will be blessed. Dr. Dwayne Carson, God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
My friend. I appreciate your heart. And for all of you out there, thanks for tuning in to another episode, Q&A with Koloff. Be sure to go over to the It's Time to Man Up show. Not only the show we recorded with Dr. Dwayne Carson, but so many other amazing stories of people from all walks of life, how they've been impacted by the gospel, by the word of God. And until next time, go out and have a God-filled and live a God-blessed day. If you are a business owner and would like to advertise your company or product on the Man Up Show and or Q&A with Koloff, contact me directly, Nikita Koloff at Koloff.net.